What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 381. In this episode, I'll discuss which IM medication is the best first-line treatment for acute agitation in patients presenting to the emergency department. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode381. The authors of a study published in October 2018 in Annals of Emergency Medicine compared 5 or 10 milligrams of haloperidol with 10 milligrams olanzapine, 5 milligrams midazolam, and 20 milligrams ziprasidone to treat agitation. Medications were administered according to protocol in which the initial medication was predetermined in consecutive 3-week blocks. The primary outcome was adequate sedation at 15 minutes as assessed by the Altered Mental Status Scale. At 15 minutes, midazolam resulted in a greater proportion of patients adequately sedated compared with all other agents. Olanzapine resulted in a greater proportion of patients adequately sedated at 15 minutes compared with either dose of haloperidol as well as ziprasidone. Adverse events were rare, and there was no difference in events between groups. There were 2 patients out of 737 that experienced extrapyramidal adverse effects, 5 patients that experienced hypotension, 10 patients that experienced hypoxemia, and 5 patients that required intubation. Based on the results of the study, midazolam appears to be the best first-line agent for undifferentiated agitation in patients that present to the ED, followed by olanzapine. I've updated my free visual critical care antibiotic guide for 2019. To download this guide and easily remember the spectrum of activity, go to pharmacyjoe.com/ABX. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.